Geography and Mythology at the Latin School. In Vogher's day, there was no compulsory schooling as we know it today. There were two lower schools, one for girls and one for boys, and a Latin school for boys only. The school building is in the northeast, right in front of the town church. It is the house with the red and black striped window shutters. It seems to be break time. We can see school children at the window. Look at the second window on the right in the bottom row. Is that two scholars fighting or an assistant teacher beating one of his pupils? At other windows, we perceive white curtains, pretty pot plants and two women, maids perhaps. The school building was also used for residential purposes and was the home of the schoolmaster. He was responsible for a crowded curriculum. In 1799, the teacher wrote, "Now, voluntarily, and with the approval of the former school board, I have started to pursue the following subjects with my pupils all at the same time, that is, religious instruction, geography, history, geometry, natural history, technology, mythology, ancient Greece and Rome, orthography in the German and French languages, reading and grammar exercises in the German, French and Latin languages, oral translation from German into French and vice versa." People would know automatically that Greek and Hebrew were also taught at a Latin school in addition to Latin.